Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor Jesus Christ, still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so exciting to be coming here with us again this morning. And I have to just give God glory for your life, because I know your life is just getting more glorious every single day. Hallelujah. You know, today I want to share concerning called to look like Jesus. Yesterday we spoke about called by God, so we are talking about called to look like Jesus. That is the purpose. The purpose of our calling is to look exactly like Jesus. You see, intrinsically we look like Him. The Bible says that for us, it is, so are we now in this world. You see, the day we became born again, we received His nature. We see the nature that Jesus had when He was on earth, which is the nature of God. That is the truth. We have that. It's inherent. It's inside us. You see, our new creation man is born after His image and born after His likeness. If you read in the Bible, you see it categorically there. It lets us know that we've been created in the image of His Son. Hallelujah. You know, it's so nice. It's so nice. Let me show you one in Ephesians chapter 4. I'm reading from verse 23. It says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." It says that, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man." See, we are the new man. Then he says, put on the new man. Now, in other words, we control the fact that you are new. You are a different man. You are born again. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It says that, "And that ye put on the new man, which after God." You see, so our recreated human spirit is after God, created after God, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Hallelujah. Created in righteousness and true holiness. So that is the inherent nature that we have. But our souls are not saved, and our souls need to be saved. Our minds are not saved. That is why you think the way you think. You see, so the purpose of God, the purpose of Christ in your life is to come out of your spirit into your mind through your heart. You see, and that is why we are born again, and that's why we learn the things that we are learning. That's why we need the word of God to grow and to mature. You see, that's the purpose of God. Hallelujah. If you read in verse 11 of that same book, the same chapter, Ephesians 4. Verse 11, it says, "And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers." And it says, "For the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." And it says, "So we all come in the unity of the faith." Let us know why he gave all this. "So we all come in the unity of the faith, and under the knowledge of the Son of God, of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man." So we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God. The word knowledge is a epignosis, unto the full understanding, full experiential knowledge of the Son of God. When you get to know Jesus, then it is unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That is God's objective, that we come unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This is the object of our calling. We have been called to look exactly like Jesus, externally in our souls, to think like He does, to reason like He does, and to walk and talk and behave like He does. You see, not faking it, not trying to emulate something that is outside of you, but something that is from within. You see, allow what is in you to come out, to show forth on every side of your life. Where your joy is like the joy of Jesus. Your excitement is the excitement of Christ. Hallelujah. That is the objective of God. If you read in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, I read it to you yesterday, but I want to show it to you. Romans 8, verse 28. It says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." Then he goes on to say, verse 29, that "for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate." You see, all those he foreknew, I told you yesterday that he foreknew you. He knew you beforehand. All whom he foreknew, he also did predestinate. He gave them a destination before they started. It is to be conformed to the image of his Son. This thing is so important. That is why I keep talking about it. Because that is the purpose of God. God is not aimless. God has an aim. God has an aim. It is to be conformed to the image of his Son, which is Christ, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Hallelujah. It is moreover whom he did predestinate. Those he predestinated, them he also called. You see. So we've been born. We've been called to look exactly like Jesus. That is why the Bible says that we've been called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ. We've been called to have fellowship with him. The more we have fellowship with him, the more his nature in us shows forth without us. And the more we exude his glory, exude his love, exude his power, exude his wisdom, exude his kindness to all of creation. Hallelujah. That's God's aim. That's God's aim for you. Hallelujah. So you've been called. You've been called by God to look exactly like His Son, Jesus Christ. God is not looking for any other thing. He's looking for you looking like His Son, exactly. Externally in your soul and in your body, in your speech and in your thoughts. Hallelujah. Because inwardly, we are just like Him. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll say again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.